This is Prostate Cancer and You, a podcast produced by the Massachusetts Prostate Cancer Coalition. Mission: to educate, connect, and support men at risk, newly diagnosed individuals, survivors, and their families. It also connects organizations and professionals in Massachusetts seeking to conquer and cure prostate cancer. Here's a follow-up to our previous podcast featuring Dr. Philip Davis, medical doctor based in Charleston, South Carolina, and the vice president of clinical science at Blue Earth Diagnostics, and Dr. Dan Stevens, who's originally from the UK and has developed new medicines to treat cancer. He is chief medical officer at Blue Earth Therapeutics. Welcome. In the first of two episodes that are very closely linked, we talked about radioligand therapy and molecular imaging, two very exciting developments in the treatment of prostate cancer, and we're continuing with our wonderful guests. Dr. Stevens, let's ask this question. What advice do you have for patients whose doctors have not yet mentioned molecular imaging or PET imaging? This is a great educational opportunity for them to learn what to do or what to say.
Yeah, so if you have prostate cancer, molecular imaging with PSMA PET is now pretty widely available across the U.S., and so it's worth discussing that with your doctor to see if your particular, you know, situation is indicated for it. And if your doctor is unfamiliar, then it's always possible to ask to be referred over to a center that does offer molecular imaging.
We need to advocate for ourselves, and education is power. Thank you so much for that. Dr. Davis, let's go to you next. How can a patient or someone who cares for a patient and is advocating for them, if they feel these types of tests aren't being offered, what can they do and how should they speak up?
Yeah, I completely agree with Dr. Stevens. Now the PSMA diagnostic tests are widely available across the U.S., not at every center, but at many centers. And for a given location, you shouldn't have to travel far, even if it's not available in your hometown. So if your doctor doesn't bring it up, I just echo what Dan says. Mention it yourself during your appointments. It's important that we take an active role in our healthcare, make sure that all possible tests and treatments are considered. So don't be afraid to speak up, ask questions, and mention molecular imaging or PET imaging and radioligand therapy if you think it may be an appropriate option for you. And then there's also the professional guidelines, like those from the American Urological Association or the National Cancer Institute, that you can look at online to learn more. So I think, the bottom line is take an active role in your care and ask questions and speak up. Yeah.
Having the two of you here in one setting allows us to ask some general questions about where we are with prostate cancer treatments. So I'll start with you, Dr. Stevens. How are we doing as these treatments evolve? How are they becoming more effective, but hopefully accessible?
Yeah, the great news is that the accessibility is increasing rapidly. So we've had PSMA PET diagnostic imaging for several years now. And as Dr. Davis said, it's pretty widely available across the U.S. The same is happening with radioligand therapy. So more and more centers are offering the treatment. And, there's a number of other avenues being explored. So, what's the optimal dose, the optimal interval between treatments, and then how might these treatments, these radioligand therapies, be given alongside other anti-cancer treatments? How can we combine them to make them even more effective? So, really exciting next few years to come.
Certainly nice to have more in the arsenal when you're fighting cancer. That is absolutely true. Looking ahead, what do you see in the near future in terms of advancing developments with radioligand and other treatments?
Probably the biggest area of current research is trying to understand whether we can use these radioligand therapies earlier in prostate cancer. So, I mentioned earlier that at the moment, the drugs are licensed to be used when you have advanced and metastatic cancer that doesn't respond to hormone therapy. But clinical trials are testing whether maybe it could be given alongside hormone therapy when that's first started, or even potentially earlier. These results are a few years away, but it's very exciting to think how we might have a whole new option in our treatment choices in the future. There are also a number of earlier studies looking at new types of radioactive molecules. So, the whole periodic table is potentially available in terms of which radioactive isotopes we might use, and they have different properties. So maybe there are some out there that are better at destroying the cancer cells, and we're running clinical trials collectively as a group of physicians to answer those questions.
Mm-hmm. When people hear the word radioactive anything, they get a little nervous.
But we're talking about elements that really do work positively and are very safe for the most part.
Exactly right. We've been using radiation therapy for decades to successfully treat cancer. And, you know, these are very controlled scientific molecules manufactured to very high standards and only administered in very specialist treatment centers with all of the right licenses and expertise. And so, you know, patients shouldn't be worried just by the mention of the word radiation.
So back to Dr. Philip Davis, for changes that you've noticed in molecular imaging, advances, I should say, rather than changes, because it's always getting better.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest advance recently has been the approval of the PSMA PET agents and the expansion of that field, which, as we talked about, allow doctors to see the cancer earlier and more clear. But I think in the coming years, we're going to see the development and FDA approval of a host of new molecular imaging tests. Also, Dan, you know, touched on therapy. I think often these tests are going to be combined with therapy. So wherever you have a therapy developed, there'll probably be a molecular imaging test. Scientists are working on longer lasting imaging drugs for prostate cancer. For example, copper-based agents, those that have radioisotopes of copper attached to them, which has a longer half-life, which means that it can be shipped to further distances, perhaps to rural areas. So there'll be benefits of that longer half-life of copper. But I think there's going to be many more drugs coming down the line for not just prostate cancer, but other cancers, including other diseases like cardiovascular and neurological diseases, in the molecular imaging realm. So very exciting time. Again, the field is maturing, and I think patients are going to, you know, benefit in the coming decade from all of this.
Before we get to our final thoughts in total, let's talk about the importance of what we've discussed, the radioligand therapy and the molecular imaging. How important are these two developments? I think we'll start with Dr. Davis again, because finding the cancer and pinpointing where it is and how it's affecting people is key.
Yeah, so I think they're tremendously important. I do think even the molecular imaging agents have the potential to improve patient care and hopefully improve outcomes. Again, these agents are capable of seeing the disease earlier and more clear. So they're going to allow doctors to make better decisions. But I think importantly, you know, patients should take away from this podcast just the message of being involved in your care, asking questions, learning about all available options, not being afraid to speak up. You know, technology is accelerating at rapid paces. New treatments are being developed every year. So we have a lot of hope for the future. But I think importantly, patients need to be involved in their care and make sure that they're getting the best care available to them.
When you add in gene mapping and AI and all of the advances that are so rapidly occurring, it's got to be an exciting time for you, Dr. Davis.
It is. It's hard to keep pace with everything. Everything is happening at such a rapid rate. It's really mind-blowing, to be honest, and particularly when you insert AI into the equation and how AI may help with workflows, and helping doctors with review of the images and deciding which patients should be imaged first and which patients may have significant findings on images. It's all just happening at a really fast rate, and it's exciting to see.
Dr. Stevens, let me ask you to comment on where we are now, where we're going, and the sense of optimism that certainly Dr. Davis suggested. I wonder if you share that.
Absolutely. I think we're really on the cusp of having a lot more tools to personalize cancer treatment. So if you think back 10, 20 years ago, you know, pretty much everyone got the same treatment. And what we're now identifying is that everybody's cancer is different. It has different targets, and that we can develop drugs to be more specific or more personalized to the patient in front of you in clinic. And, you know, this PSMA targeted approach that we've discussed today is just one of many that have really rapidly evolving and expanding. So yeah, very optimistic.
The old axiom that finding and detecting cancer early still applies. The earlier you know it's there, the earlier you discover it, the better your options are and the better your chances are.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And there's a whole debate that we could tackle another time with prostate cancer. But I think that, you know, referring back to one of our earlier points, you know, we're exploring whether these radioligand therapies might be able to be used at the earlier setting. And there are some trials running now, and they'll report out over the next kind of 5 to 10 years. And perhaps these drugs will be used very early in prostate cancer.
Well, there's definitely room for an update on a podcast like this, because this will be heard by many, many people. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for all the contributions you're making to science.
Absolutely. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Once again, thank you to Dr. Philip Davis and Dr. Daniel Stevens for helping us all to navigate and understand these exciting new developments in the detection and treatment of prostate cancer, molecular imaging, and radioligand therapy. This podcast is brought to you in part by a grant from Blue Earth Diagnostics. We invite you to stay tuned to future podcasts featuring valuable information and resources, the latest in research and treatment, and stories of real people who have challenged prostate cancer and won. To learn more about the Massachusetts Prostate Cancer Coalition and to hear the Prostate Cancer and You podcast, again, go to masspcc.org. That's masspcc.org. You can also listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and with all Android players. I'm Jordan Rich, wishing you a fabulous day.